Locked Away, Our City, featuring Adam Levine in the Playhouse. Flush the Format Friday. 194, the number one hit music station. Also home of Pay Your Bills at 710, 810, 1210, and 410. We say your name, you call back within 15. You're an instant winner. You get to collect some cash money. Care of Y94 to spend on, whether it's bills or just fun or whatever you want to do with it, entirely up to you. 710, the next name. And if you need to sign up yet, you do that at Y94.com. So a relationship expert, one of the supposed experts, says this is the best type of person to be in a relationship with. And maybe you can recognize this in the person you're with. Hopefully you can. But that is somebody that is constantly trying to improve who they are in the relationship specifically. So if you were to have somebody that is like trying to be a better partner for you in whatever way they could be, like helping pick up a little bit more or trying to learn how to cook so they could cook some of the meals, or like bettering themselves in ways that better your relationship. They say that's when you know you got a winner.
I'm trying to look at what I'm doing, but I know Steven has done things that I've asked him to, like leaving the wet towels on the floor.
And he's getting a little bit better at
picking them up. He's getting better at picking them up, yes. Or, like, you know the lint that comes out of the dryer?
Sure.
He will just take it out and he puts it on this little shelf we have where we have all the detergents and everything. It drives me nuts. He's getting better at throwing those away for me.
I think that it's going to be a person-by-person thing how this is easier to answer. So answer either or both. But we'll use this for this question. In what way do you feel like you're improving yourself to be a better partner? Or are you kind of like Amy and you maybe aren't able to see it in yourself because you're like, I'm just great how I am. Why would I change anything? But I can see this in my partner and you can actively see them making adjustments. Answer for either, because I think people of different personalities, their mind will go to different, either themselves or the other person.
It's harder to self-reflect and think about what you're doing. That's why I think it's easier to see things that Steven's doing. Like, I also don't like certain sounds when you're eating, so he doesn't eat apples around me.
He's making sounds like this.
Ew, I hate that.
I tried
hate
to slurp my
sound.
Coffee and I burned myself.
Karma. That's karma. We have a coworker who does that, and she does it in our meetings all the time. It drives me nuts.
Who? I have no idea who you're talking about.
Try to deduce who it would be.
Who would we have a meeting with that would slurp their coffee? That's a she. That's not you. I don't know who this would be. Okay. I have no idea.
You have no clue?
No. Is this like a building-wide meeting?
Nope.
Oh, it's just us.
Yeah.
Oh, that does narrow it down, doesn't it? That does narrow
just
it down.
Just wait till our next meeting. If you can't figure it out through that, you'll figure it out at the next meeting.
I would say that I've been actively trying to be better at the, I like to call it the, that doesn't go there. Because when you have a house that has so many young kids running around it, you see a lot of things that end up displaced. Whether it is just, it's actually their stuff, their clothes or their toys or whatever. We're just like, the stairs is an interesting place to keep this. Or they'll like pick up and like little guy all the time will like set our remote really random places. So I'll be like, our TV remote's in the bathroom. I've been actively trying to get really good at the like, when I notice those things, put it where I know it's supposed to go. And I wasn't always, because it was just kind of like, and I would go on with my life. Like, I didn't put it there. So I've been trying to get better at that. And I would say that's my answer today.
So it's other people leaving things around, or are you doing the same thing?
No, it's not me. I like to put things back where I found them. But that same can't be said for 2 8-year-old girls and a 1-year-old boy.
Yeah. It's good, though, that you are getting back where everything needs to go, finding the proper home.
Like, again, tell you often, it's like, that's a weird place to keep your underwear. Like, I don't know why we were changing in the middle of the staircase, but apparently we were.
Sometimes it's just where you are. It's easier.
I guess so. Are you seeing some things that they're trying to improve in themselves or their partner's trying to improve to be a better partner?
Yeah. Someone said, I always just get a little bit behind when it comes to grocery shopping, trying to figure everything out. So my husband started making a list. If he drinks all the milk, he'll write it on there. We need milk. If we run out of water bottles, he writes water bottles. It makes it a little bit easier on Sunday when we start going grocery shopping. I don't have to go through everything and find out exactly what we need.
Are you one of these wonderful spouses that's trying to be a better partner? What you doing?
I try to listen more and be empathetic to what's going on in his world.
So like what's happening with his favorite sports team, or what do you mean by what's going on in his world exactly?
More like, does he have a bad commute home from work and
Go ahead.
And even though I could care less about hearing about it, I sit and listen to it and then say, I'm so sorry that happened to you today. I had a bad day too. And we kind of share, but to make sure that he knows that I've heard him. And I think that's like the key to marriage, right? To make sure that the other person's hearing you, isn't it?
I think that's a great one. I think that being a better listener is a wonderful answer. Some more text that I'm trying to be a better partner by doing this.
Someone said it took me 2 years and a lot of hard work, but I was able to work on myself to allow my husband of now 10 years help me raise the kids. When we first got together, it was not a very easy task or even ask for any help paying for things. Kind of similar, this one has to do with kids. Someone said, I'll help with the kids when I get home from work. I know my wife has been busy with them all day. She definitely needs a little bit of a break.
Are you trying to do something to be a better partner? Are you one of these wonderful people? Apparently, according to this relationship expert, which I still want to know how these people get this title. I think it's self-given half the time. But if you have somebody that they're making conscious decisions as to, like, how can I be a better partner? That's the best kind of person you can be with. Are you doing one of these things?
Just, you know, I'm always trying to become a better listener. To just overall listen better and more and be more open and accepting of ideas. And yeah, I mean, I think that's my number one for sure.
When you say be accepting of new ideas, what kind of new ideas do you need to be accepting of? Whips, chains?
She wanted me to try healthier food. And I said, okay, I'll try quinoa. And I did try it, and, you know, it wasn't that bad. It was okay.
Well, whips and chains, quinoa, it's all kind of the same.
I know when he was like trying new things, I was like, I wonder what kind of things. And then it's eating healthier food. Like, yeah, that's, she made me try vegetables.
Got all excited.
That's just not what I was expecting.